Good morning from Independence Baptist Church. It is a real blessing for us to be able to share these messages with you, and we do appreciate you giving up some of your time today to listen to the broadcast. We do pray that it's been and has been and will continue to be a blessing and an encouragement to you. Now this month, we've talked about why we exist, whether or not religion is important, and we talked last week about losing the fear of judgment. Now this week, we'll be finishing up the month by sharing with you a message entitled Evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Now, there are many religions out there that try and say Jesus was just a good person, just another prophet, or even one of the many sons of God. And, of course, there's some that say that he didn't even exist at all. But the Bible teaches that Jesus is the Son of God, and he is the only way to salvation. He's not just a son of God. He is the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. So listen in as Pastor Reynolds shares with you a message entitled Evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
This morning we want to preach to you concerning the evidences that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And I know that to most folks who are raised in a Christian home and to most folks who have a Christian background, there is no doubt at all that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And yet we're living in a day today when many folks would dispute this very fact. We're living in a day when many folks today would be saying that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God, rather that he is a Son of God. There are many cults who proclaim that Jesus is not the literal virgin-born Son of God. Rather, he is a prophet of one religion or another. This morning, what I'd like to do is just take several verses of Scripture and show you over and over and over again that the Bible says indeed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. As we think about witnessing concerning the fact that Jesus is the Christ, we know that the Bible itself is being challenged today in this very thing. There are those religions today that have their own Bibles, their own versions or whatever, and they are saying over and over again that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God. And yet, he is. Notice that the Bible tells us that if we're going to make a witness against anything or for anything, that we need at least two or three witnesses. Concerning Israel in the Old Testament, Moses commanded them in Deuteronomy 17 and verse 6 that they should never put a person to death on the witness of just one person. But if they have two or three witnesses, then they can know that they're getting the truth and the whole truth. That's in Deuteronomy 17 and verse 6. The Bible said, at the mouth of two witnesses, or three witnesses, shall he that is worthy of death be put to death. But at the mouth of one witness, he shall not be put to death. And so what I'd like to do this morning is give you more than two witnesses. I'd like to, first of all, give you a witness of nature. Then I'd like to give you the witness of the friends of Christ. And then I'd like to give you the witness of the enemies of Christ, what the enemies said concerning Jesus being the Son of God. And then I'd like to show you what God said about his own Son. So let's start off. The witness of nature. And there's many places that we could turn. One place we want to look is in the book of Matthew 27 and verse 45. When Jesus Christ was crucified, nature itself was dark. Think about this, that the Bible says that there was darkness on the face of the earth for 3 hours when Jesus Christ hung on the cross for our sins. That's nature itself saying that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. It's saying that the death of Jesus Christ is not like any other death. Rather, that it's a supernatural death. And nature itself, the sun, refused to shine upon the very crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Notice something else. A very unnatural thing happened when Christ was crucified. In the book of Matthew 27 and verse 51, the Bible says that the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. No man did that. if the veil was written from the bottom to the top, we might have said that it was a man's doings, but it was not. It was written, rent from the top to the bottom. That's showing us that this very unnatural thing took place, and that it was God that was in it. And the veil of the temple had the hand of God on it as it was rent open, showing us that Jesus is the Son of God, and that the way into salvation had been made true, made pure, by the blood of Jesus Christ. But notice this, not only is nature revealing that Jesus is the Son of God, but the friends of Jesus, and of course we would expect this, that those people that agreed with Jesus, that they would say that he is the Son of God. But notice in the book of John chapter 4, I like this story of the woman at the well. Because when Jesus came to her, she was not a saved person. The Bible said she was a pretty wicked person. And Jesus talked to her and offered her living water. I think you all know the story. And when Jesus told her who he was, she was overjoyed. Because Jesus revealed himself to her as the I Am. And when he said unto her, I am he, she understood that Jesus is the Son of God. And you know what she did? The Bible said in John chapter 4 and verse 29 that the woman went back into the city and she began to tell everybody that she knew. And she said, come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. And she said, is not this the Christ? I would know that the friends of Jesus, those that believe in Jesus to the salvation of their souls, they would testify that Jesus is the Christ. But notice what Paul said in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. He said, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Wow, that's a good thing. Paul was a believer. And Paul said, I know that Jesus is the Christ. In the book of Matthew chapter 14, verse 33, there was a time when Christ stilled the winds and the waves of the Sea of Galilee. And then his disciples came and they said, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Because nobody could stop the wind. Nobody could stop the waves except the Son of God. And nature obeyed what Jesus told them. So we've covered two witnesses, the witnesses of nature and the witnesses of the friend of God. But notice this, there are those that are enemies. There are those that are enemies to Jesus Christ. And I think one enemy that we'd like to look at is the man named Judas Iscariot. We find in the book of Matthew chapter 27 that Judas understood that he had betrayed the innocent blood. So Judas is saying that Jesus is innocent of any kind of wrongdoing. And here's what he said. Then in verse 3 of Matthew 27, then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed, and went and hanged himself. Yes, Judas is an enemy of Jesus Christ, because he's betrayed the innocent blood. But notice that. Notice something else here. Those chief priests and elders are also the enemies of Jesus Christ. And they were the ones that paid Judas to betray Christ. And when Judas said, I have betrayed the innocent blood, here are these enemies of Christ. They said, what is that to us? See thou to that. In other words, they weren't caring at all. The enemies of Christ were admitting that Jesus was innocent, and that they had betrayed, along with Judas, the innocent blood. But they were not going to change their mind at all. Notice in verse 27, chapter 27 of Matthew, verse 54, when Jesus died on the cross, the centurion that was there and saw it all, he said, truly, this was the Son of God. Now, those people were not even a disciple of Christ. They were not related to Christ. They had nothing else to say. They were just outsiders looking in. And they said, surely this is the Son of God. Even Pilate, notice what he said when he wrote that plaque and put it above Christ in every language so that people could see and read it. And he wrote there, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. And of course the Jews came and said, oh, you need to change that. And Pilate said, what I have written, I've written. And he's the King of the Jews. He would not change. So the enemies of Jesus Christ admit that he's innocent. And they admit that he is the Son of God. But listen, what did God say about his Son, Jesus Christ? In the book of Luke, chapter 1, in verse 35, the angel Gabriel says to Mary, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Now listen, therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee, listen, shall be called the Son of God. What a marvelous thing. When Jesus Christ was baptized in the book of Matthew chapter 3 and verse 17, he was baptized by John the Baptist. And you know that when he came up out of the water, the Spirit descended like a dove upon Jesus Christ. And there was a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So God said about Jesus, this is my Son. What other witness do we need? In the book of Matthew chapter 17 and verse 5, at the Mount of Transfiguration, Peter, James, and John were there. And Peter, not knowing what to say, said, let's make three altars here. And then there was a cloud came and a voice from heaven and said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. So now this morning, I've given you four witnesses concerning the fact that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Very briefly, I've given you the witness of nature. I've given you the witness of the friends of Christ. I've given you the witness of the enemies of Christ. And I've given you the witness of God himself. Now let me ask you the question. What are you going to say about Jesus Christ? What are you going to say about who Jesus is? There was a time in the book of Matthew chapter 16 that Jesus asked his disciples, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And so I would ask you the question this morning, who do you say that Jesus is? There were those that said, well, you are this prophet or that prophet or you're some other prophet, like some of the cults are saying today. But Jesus said, but whom say you that I am? And Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter said that because he was trusting in Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only one that you can ever trust in to be saved. There is no other way except through the blood that Jesus shed on the cross of Calvary for eternal life to come to you. Jesus is the only Son of God. There is none other. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Look unto him. Bring him your sins, and Jesus can save you. Who is Jesus? He is the Son of God.
Now we are out of time this morning, but we would like to take a minute to invite you to services with us today. Sunday school will be starting at 10 a.m. We'll have morning worship services at 11 a.m. And then this afternoon we'll have a prayer meeting at 4 o'clock and afternoon worship services at 4:30. We also encourage you to visit our website, which is www.independencebaptist.org. From the website, you can get directions to the church, you can listen to sermons, and you can download articles and books written by Pastor Reynolds. Now, if you'd like for Independence Baptist Church to mail you articles or CDs of our sermons, please call and leave us a message at 636-673-2180. And be sure and leave your name, address, and phone number. Now, we are out of time. We want to thank you again for listening this morning, and be sure and tune in again next week for another message from God's Holy Word.